This week on Minnesota Native News, the first residents are moving into new housing near Lake Vermilion, and 11 people are celebrating grants from the Tiwahi Foundation. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. First, Tiwahi announced its awards from the American Indian Family Empowerment Program and the Oyate Network Community Leadership Project. One recipient is using her grant to help youth make regalia. Another will make a down payment on a house. Others will start businesses or pay tuition. Tiwahi Foundation President and CEO Nevada Littlewolf says grants are awarded to applicants in three areas: cultural preservation, educational achievement, and economic self-sufficiency.
Individuals can get pretty creative in terms of what they see themselves needing to kind of get to the next level of where they're feeling more success in their lives.
Tiwahi, which means family in Dakota, has awarded more than 800 people close to $1.5 million over the past 20 years.
I would just say that our next round of grants is going to close out on September 6th. So anyone who is interested in applying this year for our final grant round, September 6th is the deadline.
Applicants must live in the 7-county Twin Cities area. Brand new green housing is welcoming tenants on the Boys Fort Reservation. The first renters move in this week. Reporter Lori Stern has that story.
Since the weather holds up and we can pour the concrete, they're already formed.
Okay, great.
Then once the concrete's poured, they can move in.
Okay,
great. We're standing in the kitchen of a brand new 3-bedroom home on the Boys Fort Reservation near Lake Vermilion. Housing Director Gordy Adams is going over final plans with the general contractor, band member Mike Bass. This home is one of 20 new homes Bass built over the last 10 months. The subcontractors were mostly Native, Bass says, and everyone who works for him is a member of the Boys Fort Band.
Take a look, and we're somewhere between 82 and 86% Native for the entire project. My group, which, you know, they did everything you see here, is 100%. You know, some are neighbors here, some want to live in them. It's been a real rewarding experience.
And it's almost done. The first tenants move in the second week of July. The new homes have energy-efficient appliances, plenty of closet space, and master bedrooms with their own half-baths.
Soft water. And this is something that I pretty much demanded because our water quality up here in the reservation is really, really hard water.
Four of the units are up on Net Lake. 16 are on a newly paved road close to the tribal government center and the casino, the area's two biggest employers.
If you can see those pine trees right over the horizon there, Fortune Bays is on the other side of it, so not about maybe a quarter of a mile. So it's even walking distance right to the casino.
Ken Gilbrun is scooping mulch from a truck into a front yard. Landscaping and some finishing work is pretty much all there is left to do. Workers here say they're well-paid and well-respected, and they appreciate getting hands-on experience.
Painting and yard work and cleaning and pouring cement.
Puttying, painting, cleaning. I've been laying sod. It's so beautiful, and the work is so rewarding because Mike provides us with everything we need to get the job done professionally.
The new development cost $6 million and took many years of planning. The band will rent the homes to families from its long waiting list. Gordy Adams, the housing director, says some of the new tenants are elders moving up from the Twin Cities. Others have been doubled up in homes with family members waiting for places of their own.
I know we've got one resident coming as far away as from Connecticut. And he's been waiting for this opportunity to, and he's already packed. He's got his stuff in a pod and everything like that. He's just waiting for to sign the lease to come up.
Two of the units are customized for people with disabilities. Adam says all 20 should be occupied by fall. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Lori Stern.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.